Welcome to day 30 of our 49 days. Today we're going to focus on facing impermanence and or bracing for impact. They're two kind of sides of the same coin. So let's start by warming up with respect to our cold showers, because now they should be getting colder and a bit longer. And we're going to try and stand pretty still, especially with the water running down our face. So I don't know about you, my brain's a little bit cold. So let's do 5 underwater tortoise breaths just to warm things up. Ready? 8 in. And then close to 8, maybe 5, 6 somewhere on the way out. And just let the water do the work. Couple more. So let's go into the microcosmic orbit, and we're going to work our way down the front and then up the back, and we're just going to add a couple more details. So nice long deep breaths. Take a deep breath in, all the way out. And then as you inhale, pass through your eyes, face, heart, gut, spine, and sacrum. And then as you exhale, just reverse it, sacrum to spine. And then gut, heart, face, eyes, and then your spine comes kind of out to the top. So we're going to keep doing that. I just want to bring our attention to a specific detail. So we're really going to want to play with our spine. So when we're doing the in-breath, we're going to want to focus on kind of wiggling or gyrating or circulating our spine. So inhale. And just as you work your way down, make sure you're always just wiggling a bit. And then as you exhale, you're going to want to elongate your spine, and as you work your way up the front through the heart, face, and eyes, feel your spine almost doing a little bit of a whip in very slow motion. It's not a whip. It's more like a very slow feeling, but just so that we feel a ripple of the spine coming up and then through the eyes. So let's do that a couple of times. Inhale all the way down the front, kind of wiggling a bit. We're doing little circles. And then as you exhale, really elongate the spine, work your way up the front, and then right through the eyes. And I like to close my eyes as I'm breathing out and then open them as soon as I get to the top. Kind of, I don't know, adds a little hint of something. So let's try again. And then exhale. So just keep playing with that. A couple more breaths. Really just focus on the steps just as places for your attention to go. So I inhale, eyes, face, heart, gut. Nice swimming spine, nice grounded sacrum, and then as I exhale, sacrum goes through the spine, feel the gut open, heart open, face open, and then the spine and the eyes just meet in the middle. At a certain point of this practice, it's just going to be a fluid movement of your attention, so it isn't like, you know, stop and think, stop and think, stop and think. It's more like observe eyes, face, heart, guts, spines and sacrums, and then express sacrums through the spine. Feel how the gut, heart, and face are kind of the front of that, and then up and through. So I've gone through that a few times. Hopefully that's just becoming the way that your mind passes back and forth, up and down, front and back. Because what we want to do besides getting more into the spine of this is also go a little bit deeper with some of the other practices. And one of them we played with where we pick up a rock and kind of yield to its potential, embrace it, transform it, and send it away. So we're going to do something like that with our narrative. We're just going to play with it in a slightly different way. So if we were to reach up and find our sacred narrative basket or our mind fishbowl, and just what's been on your mind in the last few days that you would say is kind of not looping, well, hopefully not looping, but just kind of present to your attention. And then just bring that through all the way down, meeting it with your whole self. And then the breath work is going to change just in one way. So now if I was to pick my little thought gem, life lesson, as I reach for it, same thing is going to happen. So I inhale, all the way out, reach for it as I'm holding the breath out, yield to that experience. And then as I inhale, I bring it up into the front of my body and keep it there. And then as I hold the breath at the top, I want it to transform and enter into my body. And then as I exhale, I want to try and feel that it's becoming unified with my being. So instead of it going like, I'm exaggerating, instead of it's like, I'm picking up something I don't really want to be a participant with, and then I'm turning it into something else and asking it to go away. What I want to be able to do also is pick it up, embrace it, integrate it, and in a way unify it with my being. Because it's just another side of the coin. So, and we would inhale all the way out, reach, and as we pause the breath out, we just really deeply accept what this is. As we inhale, we bring our hand up into our chest. As we pause the breath, we transform this into energy and then allow it to just return into ourself and then breathe out. But now it's not going anywhere, it's just settling in. So you don't actually need to use your hand to do this, by the way. But this way we have now another way to kind of recycle memory and story and narrative in a way that actually brings that really home to who we are instead of more of a clearing and cleansing. Now you can do the same thing in an outward way. So we'll try that as well. So inhale, exhale all the way out. Reach for your mind fish, your narrative. So we inhale, hold it towards the chest. And as we hold the breath at the top, we're just going to see it transform and actually move upwards and return to the source. So instead of casting it away, what we want to do is just assume that all things come from whence they come, and this is going to return directly back to the source, which I would say is a much more potent kind of forgiveness than just sending it kind of into a place that would be, I guess, the home of the negative things. So it's just taking another layer of depth and unification and connection. So that's another way to use that breath, and I would say a much more intimate and universal experience. But it's also good to have things that feel a bit like hygiene, where you're just moving things where they need to be right now. So just depends on your mood. Excuse me. So we're going to relearn another breath, and then we're going to get into a bit of an experiment. And I've often referred to this time as a rehearsal opportunity. So for the next little while, shape-shifting and rehearsing and being really aware of how your body's reflexes want to cooperate is going to be really important. So I'm going to, I guess, make a fool of myself a little bit. try and have as much fun and play with this as you can. So we're going to inhale all the way in. Pause at the top. Exhale all the way out. Inhale all the way. And then when you pause at the top, what we're going to want to do is rehearse or hold or exaggerate kind of the tension we feel. And then as we exhale, we want to kind of release the tension and then mobilize the body kind of as much as feels comfortable or playful as possible. So again, inhale, rehearsing and exaggerating the feeling. Oh, it's Tuesday, I gotta work. And then as I exhale, I release it, move the body, and see if I can come to a state shift, a place where I just feel completely clear of that interaction. So what we're going to do with this, the inhale, the imitate, the exaggerate, the release, and the moving, and the state shifting, is to play with a couple of fundamental instincts that happen on an animal level, but they also happen on a very personal, egoic kind of face and mirror level. And I really hope this works the way I think it's going to work. It usually works in a classroom. So for us to get what we want out of this, we have to tap into an instinctual kind of impulse. So give yourself permission to play with this, but also to allow the instinct to kind of, well, take over your body might be a big way to say it, but trust the instinct as a gesture and then see what happens. So this instinct is called bracing for impact, and it has a lot to do with how we face the unexpected things in life. So here's a strange but hopefully helpful image. Imagine you're standing in a field, and it's, I don't know, 10,000 years ago, and your foot is stuck in a gopher hole, and you can't go anywhere. And you look across the field, and there's about a 2,000-pound buffalo dun, 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 coming to, well, use you as a bowling pin. So I'm going to basically count down 3, 2, 1. And what I'm hoping you can experience is the most instinctual, intuitive, hopefully a little bit playful way of bracing for impact based on the fact you can't get away, you can't make the buffalo stop, and it's an instinct. So try and be as instinctual in how you organize your body as you can. I'm going to pretend the buffalo is coming from over there, so it kind of helps to have a direction. So you might want to pick where your buffalo is coming from, right out of the screen. Okay, so don't worry about your breath at this point. Just get ready for buffaloes. On your mark, get set. 3, 2, 1. Right. So try not to think about it. Try not to do any, you know, martial arts or anything. Just feel what bracing is like. And then again, if we do that and then slow it down, you can kind of make it into like Tai Chi, where there's components like, oh, okay, I lean, I put this shoulder blade here, I bring my hands towards me, I bring my hands between me and the buffalo, or there's about 10,000 ways this can happen. But we want to be able to play with that. And also, maybe I'll decide the buffalo is going to come from over here now. And I go 3, 2, 1. And I see if it's kind of the same or not. And again, it's not about martial arts or tactics or winning. It's about feeling how your spine completely can take over your body very confidently and very sequentially because it's got instincts. So I hope you're all cringing in a corner somewhere. Well, not really. Having nightmares about buffaloes. So let's play with that and that breath. So first let's do the Tai Chi version, a very small bracing, just so you can feel the big core changes of leaning, lifting, and putting something between you and it. And it doesn't have to be a big hand thing. You can just allow it to be just kind of an imagined expression. So we'll inhale and imitate that physically. Inhale some more, exaggerating the feeling. And as we exhale, we're going to release the physical, move the spine and the body in as non-bracing a way as you can, and see if you can come to a state shift through that where you're like, oh, I just relaxed an instinctual potential habit from my whole nervous system. Okay, so inhale again, imitate, rehearse it, exaggerate the feeling as it builds up, release the physical, mobilize all the memories out of your muscles, come back into a state, and play with that. And this is a fundamental skill, I think, in being able to restore ourselves after a stressful experience. And in fact, people that I've taught this to, I think the thing that most people have said it was the most beneficial for, the one that comes to my mind was preparing to be interviewed for a job where the person was sitting waiting for the interview and they just kept feeling their nervousness come up and they would basically deconstruct it, come back into state. And when they walked in the room for the interview, they were so familiar with that whole dynamic that they kind of just walked right through it and said, hi, I'd like the job. And because they were in that state, that, you know, it was very tangible on an animal, intuitive, instinctual level that person was very, very present and alive to the experience. It isn't about controlling being nervous. It's about being aware of what aliveness is doing with instinct, restoring that aliveness or that chi back to the day instead of, you know, in a 10 million year old argument or 10,000 year old argument with a buffalo. So part of this is about relaxation, but part of it is also just about conversation of your intent and your awareness. So, okay. So again, we're working with inhale all the way in, you know, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 heartbeats, hold for 3 or 4, and then exhale all the way out. So inhale, imitate the movement. Exaggerate the emotion. Release the rehearsal. Mobilize your body in whatever way it feels right and shift your state back to being in your aliveness. So for the next couple of days, especially, our shape-shifting practice is going to start getting very thorough. And how it's going to guide us in with respect to that eye of the hurricane practice is going to start getting pretty thorough. So I'm just going to set up one other little visualization and it'll just take a moment. And we'll play with this more in the next couple of days. So this is weird, but this practice is actually called Apocalypse Road. And you're going to be walking down a road and it's going to have street signs and whatever else, or street lights or whatever else you imagine. But as you're walking down this road, the weather of the hurricane is going to start getting more and more windy, more and more terrifying. And you want to actually imagine yourself walking down this road, grabbing onto the street lights, getting ready to see if you can hunker down and brace your way through the wind. And because it's a hurricane, I just have to say this. There's always going to be flying road signs and cows or buffaloes. So we want to be aware that there's a part of our inner nature that's used to struggle. It's used to resistance. It's used to avoidance. It's used to gutting through things in a way. And we want to imitate sort of that as an imagined journey so that we can start to refine a part of our, what you might call our wisdom. So you're walking down the road, the weather is getting really bad, and you may have to duck things, and you're going from light pole to light pole. And here's the fun part. In the ahead of you on the road on one side, you can see that the road goes away up into a cave, which seems like a really safe place. And then in the same place where that road splits, it goes over to a cliff, which you can't tell what's on the other side of it. So I'm just going to ask you to play with that visualization of walking down Apocalypse Road, going from light pole to light pole, either trying to get to the cave or trying to get to the eye of your hurricane down the road, or wondering where that cliff is going to go. Maybe just bring that to your attention a couple of times today, just for reflection. And then tomorrow we're going to get into some really, really potent personal egoic mirror work, with a bit of a journey. So, it's going to get personal. Not that I'm going to say something that's personal, but in order for us to really become aware of the ego mirror in the face, we're going to have to poke it a little bit, just like we did with our belly. So I'll see you tomorrow morning. Keep doing your tortoise breathing. Keep playing with the down the front, up the back as fluidly as you can. Try and keep your spine wiggling when it's yin and reaching when it's yang. And we'll get together at 8 a.m. tomorrow and see what happens on the road and maybe who we'll meet there or meet somewhere. So have an awesome Tuesday, day 30. We're in the threes now, almost there. And see you in the morning. And I'll stay on a bit for anything that comes up. Have fun. Stay out of trouble or don't. Okay. Blessings, everybody.